Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Chavav, long Sif, with the whole Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses that nowadays we're not Samach on Tikkun of Lechi or Kaira from Avi, nor are we really Samach too much on Tikkun Chatzer of Pas Dalad or Shnei Pasim Mashuin. You have to put Betzir Pesach. Now let's say you have two holes and it's Pesach on the third side. Now you get to the fourth side. So Mishnah Berurah says, Samach Renim say, here it's good enough to put two Pasim. Because a Manashach, if it's a Mavli, even above him a foolish, you can put this Pesach on one side, and the other side, Lechi Akira. If it's a Chatzar, it's good enough to Lechis. Shnei Lechi Mashuin, Shnei Pasim, or Lechera Pastal will be the same thing. Other Achayim say, no, Mitzah, the Minig always has made this Pesach on all four sides. Now, Mishnah is a value, you should be careful on this. Mokam at Chak, on Shabbos, something went wrong. Let's say a string ripped from the top of the two Lechis, oil left of the two Lechis. If that happened to you on Shabbos, you suddenly realize you have a problem. You can be same with Timekel, as long as it's not more than 10 amas wide. Even if it's parts below, even if it's the whole real revius, as long as it's not more than 10 amas, you realize a mistake on Shabbos, you can leave it. Now he says the Arma voice that the donor button would say, Suchan the Seichai. So it's questionable if they're a Mavi, if they're a Chatz, how to treat them. So the Shal comes up, if it's a Mavi Akum, a crooked Mavi that has different bends and turns and twists over the course of the Mavi. So looking at the Shin Samach Dalat of Gimel, you see that by a Mavi, could be have to make a tikkun of put a lachi in the middle also, but all the bends. Now, that's a shalom place coming to a shalom rishonim. And anyway, there's a strong tzad tree as a chatzah, which does not require a tikkun by the bends. So, you know, the amachmirim, the minigus timeko, will not make a tikkun by all the akmimism, by every twist and every turn, every bend. Because even if it's a Mavi, could be doesn't need at every twist. And if it's a chatzah, for sure doesn't need, it's a good chance. A chatzah, minigus timeko. Also, Mishabur points out that which the minig not be semach, alechi, kura, pasin, and these things, and rather make it to a pasach, is only if you try to make it to a pasach around the area timakter to carry, it has to be mukaf. But let's say it's fully mukaf by chayma, by walls, or whatever it is, and you just need to make a separation to where the yidin live and the goyim live, or the goyim shouldn't ask around the yidin. Because you know the yidin of Erev Chatzeris, we'll learn later on in the Chaz Ervin that besides Erev Chatzeris amongst the yidin, you also have to have schiris rishus from the goyim. And if you can't get that, the goyim ask around the yidin. So if you can't do that, you have to separate rishus from the goyim. So about that, Mishnah Berurah says that's still good enough to have either a pass 4 tefachim wide or shnei pasim shnei mashuin, as long as not more than 10 amas wide. If it's more than 10 amas wide, then you might have to put it to a pesach. If you don't make a tikkun to the end of the goyim, then the erev chatzeris is no good, and then you cannot carry kelim sheshavs from a bayis into the chatzer or kelim from the chatzer into the bayis. Kelim that started of Shabbos in the chatzer, you could continue to carry on the chatzer. Now, tzuris pesach, Mishnah Berurah reminds us, means that there has to be a string on top and two konim on the bottom. The string must go above the two konim. If it's slightly off, or any which way, not above them, not above the condom, then it's no good. Now what if you have a two condom, and he wants to get asik all the way up to the string on top, to the chevel, to the rope on top, but there's a gag, there's a roof that's mafsik, it sticks out, a gag above, like a roof that sticks out above the two condom, below the string of the Tzuris Pesach. Then it's not good, that separates, and it's not good. Rather, you have to cut a hole in that roof, that the two condom, if you go straight up, shit the chevel on top, because the chevel, the rope on top, must be directly on top of the two condom. That Tzuris Pesach helps for everything, mavim, foolish, chotzer, whatever it is, but only if there's nothing separating in between Dukanim and the string that's going across on top. Now, to use the walls of the mavim itself as a Dukanim, that you cannot use unless in a certain place it sticks out. That place it sticks out, you can decide to use it as a kana, as long as you planned on that from before Shabbos, just like a lechin sifid aleph. Also, let's say it sticks out different, like spokes sticking out of the wall, less than two tefachim away from each other, then you can say love it and make it into a kana, so that can count as a kana if it's under the chevel of the Tzuris Pesach. Some of Machmer say these spokes that stick out, not made it like a derech of mezuzah, it doesn't look like a doorpost there, it's not considered a Pesach, it's machlek zacharin, Shmur is not machriya. Another thing he discusses is if you put the konim inside the house, inside the area that's fenced in all four sides, and the string goes over the wall of the house, or over the wall of this fenced in area, and goes on top of the konim, Mishmur brings it's from the Nesivus, the Mekachayim, and the Stikin Ervin, that's not good. And even if the konim is there, it's not going to help, because the area that which is mukaf, a machitz all four side, is considered like separate, and the kana over there does not connect to the Tzuris Pesach and to the whole heck if they're making outside of the fenced in area. This is Losh Kamad. The Mal Yudam is if it's filled up, and we don't see the kana that they put over there, and the kana doesn't work. Siv Chav Zayin. Mechaber says in the Chatzar, that's length is more than its width, its erech is more than its reichav, so that's the tzira, normal tzira of a movi, not a chatzar. And that lechi akara helps. You don't have to have the tikkun of shnei pasin mashu or pas dalet. The most is even the nochatzeris batim suchin l'seichai. So usually to have the heter of tikkun mavi, you have to have besides arkiyos arach, but you also have to have chatzeris batim that open to it. Here, since it's far away from shirabim, because this chatz is open to the mavi, which is open to shirabim, it's 2 steps away. It's easier to yamekel, and therefore it's good enough to put a lachi akira. So the din of chatzar, they have the chumar of chatzar of pas dal the shnei pasim mashuin. It's only if the length and width are the same, or the width is more than the length. Mishnah Berurah explains the length is more than the width, and it's a chatzar, so it's two steps away from the shrab and the mavi in between, then you get treated as a mavi, the coolest of mavi, to use either lechi or kaira.